This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 7 minutes past eight on your Wednesday morning and you're listening to Joy Brekkie. And we've been mixing up our breakfast therapy by inviting Trent McWinney, there's my brain, a qualified art therapist to chat with us about how art therapy can help us better understand ourselves and the world that we live in.
Trent is also the network coordinator for the Melbourne LGBTQI+ Mental Health Professionals Network, or otherwise known as MHPN. And today we are going to find out more about what MHPN is and how it works to support us. So welcome back to Joy Breakfast.
G'day team, how are we?
Oh, we're doing wonderful this morning. We've been interpreting dreams. It's been a whole lot of fun. Now let's kick off with an easy breakdown. What actually is the Mental Health Professionals Network?
Yeah, so it's a not-for-profit organisation that basically brings together people from different professional networks and professional industries, so they are interdisciplinary. There we go. I got the word out.
You did. Well done.
Got it in one.
So, what do you mean by interdisciplinary? Yeah. Break that down. Yeah. Oh, look at me. I said it fast.
You said it fine, yeah.
Maybe that's the way to do it. Interdisciplinary.
Yeah.
So what it means is basically mental health professionals who might be doctors, they might be GPs, they might be psychologists, counsellors, social workers. And so when someone has or is diagnosed with a mental health illness, they will have a team of people, most likely, who will work together to support them. So it's about bringing those people together.
I was thinking, like, how many different people can there be that work in the mental health profession? But you've hit the nail on the head. There are quite a few. Now, in regards to the MHPN, you're the network coordinator for Melbourne's LGBTQIA+ network. So what kind of responsibility does that mean for you?
Yeah, so basically I came on the end of last year. The network had been around for about 4 years. And my role is to basically come up with what we're going to talk about each network meeting, whether we're going to do it in person or do it online. It's about finding the guest speaker to come along or guest speakers. So in the future, I know we're looking to do a panel discussion. So bring a few of these people together to basically present the information. And then it's about, thinking about the themes, the topics, chatting with the guest speakers to see what they want to present information-wise.
Now, are all the participants or, like, people who are in your particular part of the network, the LGBTQIA+ part, are they all people who identify as part of the community, or are they people who just work with people who have mental illness that are part of that community, community?
Yeah, so it's definitely people who work with but may also identify as. So there's a lot of health services and organisations that help fly the flag that are a part of it, and their staff are. So the crucial part is that it's someone who works with or has clientele that identifies with the community.
When we're talking about this kind of interdisciplinary communication and engagement, see, the trick is to just say it really quickly and with confidence. And I was like, I have no idea if I'm doing that correctly. But having different people from different fields and experiences coming together to talk and coordinate can make such a big difference in regards to someone's care or what they need for their mental health, can't it?
Yeah, exactly. So we had our first meeting back because the network's been around for 4 years, as I said, but we had a bit of a hiatus, and that was when I've sort of come on board. But we just had our first network meeting back, which was in recognition of Trans Day of Visibility.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we had a guest speaker, wonderful woman called Ricky Spencer, and Ricky came along. They spoke about their lived experience. They spoke about, you know, some tips and tricks around what it is to have clientele that identifies trans and or non-binary, so that sort of gender fluid clientele, and sort of just really giving those tips and tricks about how to sort of provide care, provide that support to people who otherwise wouldn't know. So I know that when I was speaking with them, they were sort of sharing the things that they wanted to talk about. And I thought, oh, God, I had no idea that was even a consideration for that part of our community.
Yeah, we've had Ricky Spencer on our show talking about housing and the needs of trans and gender diverse people when it comes to affordable housing and that sort of thing as well. So, yeah, they're a great advocate for the community. What are you hoping to do, like, at future networking events and meetings with the community?
Yeah, so this is the thing I'm most excited about is there's obviously so many letters that make up our wonderful acronym, and also there's so many topics that can be discussed and covered, some of which I'm sort of looking at the moment. So things like I've been speaking with someone whose business is around the misuse and overuse of pornography, in particular with our community, in particular with young people. And working to sort of better sort of educate both younger people and the people that work with them around how, that sort of informs some ill health. So that's one example. But anything from AOD, so alcohol and other drugs, looking at that better care for clients, depending on, again, that acronym that they identify with.
It really does speak to the breadth of things that it takes in regards to meeting the needs of our communities and the many different shapes and forms that comes in. We're going to keep talking about that more. Don't go anywhere. You're with us this morning on Joy Breakfast, and it is 13 minutes past 8.
Joy.
You are with Rach and Dean on Joy Breakfast, and we've got Trent in the studio with us this morning. We've been having a little bit of a chat about the Melbourne Health Professionals Network and your role as the LGBTQIA plus network manager and coordinator. Yeah. Helps if I turn your microphone on. Now, as part of this, who can be involved in the group?
Yeah, so basically anyone who has a client within the community and who identifies as having a mental health diagnosis. So, again, it's anyone from a GP to OTs, social workers, counsellors. You know, if your client is part of that community, it's going to be beneficial in terms of finding out that sort of information that you didn't know you might not have needed to know. You know what I mean?
What if I have health professionals that I'm working with that I think could benefit from being exposed to more information? Can I refer them on to this group?
Yeah. So the sign up is literally I'm providing your details, and then you get notified when network meetings are coming up. So if it's not yourself, if it's a colleague perhaps, so definitely there's organisations that I know are part of the network that perhaps they aren't all involved perhaps with our community, but if there is someone that you work with that you think might, then it's a matter of just sending them to the website and telling them.
Yeah, now you did say the network had kind of gotten back up and running, starting with a first meeting last week for Trans Day of Visibility. What's the plan moving forward? Lots of meetings once a month or when there are important days or things that the community needs to engage about?
Yeah, so look, I have a KPI. So I love a KPI. So I have to facilitate or get up and running at least 4 network meetings a year.
So
that's manageable. That's good. But I am definitely planning to overachieve and do one at least every 2 months.
Ooh.
I love an overachiever.
I love an overachiever, except when I am that overachiever. and so basically, because there's just so many subjects and so many themes to talk about, which I'm just excited about that potential that every couple of months is when I'd be looking to do it. And then there's the idea of potentially looking to do some social networking within the network. So things like going along to the Queer Film Festival.
Do you know what you could do? Sorry,
tell me,
just putting a suggestion out there. You are, in fact, an art therapist.
Yes.
So why not do an art class?
Look, it has crossed my mind, and we put a survey out to the people, and we got some great feedback about what they were looking for. I didn't see any art therapy, but I might just
maybe throw in some life drawing, I reckon. Yeah, it never goes astray.
Did you give them the option?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I don't think we did.
So that's why no one suggested it. You got to plant the seed.
You're
so
right. Now, you did mention earlier you had a Ricky Spencer talk at a Trans Day of Visibility talk in regards to the meeting. And one of the things you touched on was it was really interesting for you because it opened something in your mind for things you hadn't thought of in regards to our communities. I think that speaks to the power of networks like this, LGBTIQ plus networks, because even though we're a part of the rainbow community, there are elements for different parts of our communities that are going on with them or things we need to think about that we can sometimes miss, which is why this interdisciplinary connections make such a difference.
And that's it. That's, you know, one of my key focuses for this is, I would say, so I've been doing some research, which is part of something else that I'm doing, some study that I'm doing around the community and the fact of this research to show that the G and the L parts of our community have a stronger focus in terms of research and the information out there. So for myself, and I just think for the wider community, to focus on those other letters that make up the acronym, just to help, as you said, promote that information, to get that information out there, things that we hadn't thought of, things that we didn't realize were relevant to such valued members of our community.
So if people wanted to know more about the Melbourne Health Professionals Network and getting in touch with it, how could they do that?
Yeah, so the best thing to do would be to go to the website. It's the acronym, the MHPN, and just searching Melbourne LGBTQI.
Well, we do love an acronym. Two in there. Love it. Trent, thank you so much for joining us again this morning.
Always
can't wait to do some more art therapy with you as well. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.